The following is a paid presentation. Advice and opinions expressed during the Sunday Sip are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
Welcome to the Sunday Sip. I'm John Mercier, joined by Tess Kirkson. She is the Director of Public Relations at the Wisconsin State Fair. Tess, thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having me. So excited to talk about State Fair.
Oh my gosh, me too. I love this time of year where it's kind of gray and we get to focus on the summer where it'll be warm and beautiful and the State Fair's at the center of that. When people ask you what makes our State Fair so special, what do you tell them?
You know, really what's different about our State Fair here in Wisconsin is that it's really located in an urban center of Milwaukee, which makes it different than other State Fairs, which can be located in more rural areas. So it's really about bringing that urban group together and the rural group together and really showing off agriculture and all that our great state has to offer. So there's just some really unique ties that are specific to our state.
You know, I love that. That's such a great point. And it's August 1st through the 11th. The best 11 days of summer is how you guys like to describe it. And a lot of people agree with you. Before we get into some of the really cool stuff that'll be happening there, let's talk about tickets. Group sales happening now, and that's the best time to buy tickets, isn't it?
Absolutely. If you're bringing a large group, whether it's a family group or a group of work friends together, if you're 25 plus in terms of people, those tickets are $12 a piece. It's a humongous discount and a really, really great time to buy, especially for groups. Now, if you're not a part of a group and you're coming with a group of, you know, 5, 6, we still have amazing deals for those. Until April 30th, that's going to be just $13 tickets. And now tickets when you get to the gate are $18. So we're putting these on a huge discount for these early times. So people buy early, have those tickets secured so they don't even have to worry about it when it comes summer.
That's a great idea. So get those tickets now. As a matter of fact, in less than a month, it'll be 100 days till the State Fair opens up.
Yes.
Let's talk, Tess, about some of the cool stuff that'll be happening out there. Let's start with the main stage acts. They've been announced, some of them so far. I want you to just kind of run through them because this is a great variety.
We do. And I mean, we really pride ourselves on keeping our lineup really diverse so we can hit as many groups as possible because we know that everyone comes to the State Fair. So the first night of State Fair, Thursday, August 1st, we have Gabriel Iglesias, also known as Fluffy. He's an amazing comedian. We've actually had him here at the Fair Park before, and he does incredible. People just love his show. So people are really excited about that one. And then for the younger crowd, we have Young Gravy with Nicky Yore. Nicky Yore, too, has this huge pop song, Sunroof, that probably everyone has heard online.
Yes.
So that's going to be a really exciting one. Then we have Casting Crowns with Torrin Wells, which is going to be a fantastic show on that Monday. Of course, we have Kids Bop Live, which a lot of people kind of laugh at. Oh, it's Kids Bop, but it's a fantastic first concert to bring kids to, your grandkids to.
Yes.
Just where they play, you know, clean versions of the best pop songs. So we love that one. And then we have Riley Green with Avery Anna, who's going to be at one of our country acts, followed by Lauren Daigle with Andrew Rip, which is going to be a massive show. I think we're going to get close to selling out because she is very popular right now, Lauren Daigle.
Yep.
So we're excited about that. And of course, Foreigner has been a staple for us for, you know, years.
I love it.
Whenever they go on a tour, we try to pick them up so we can have Milwaukee see them. They're on their Farewell tour for Saturday, August 10th at the fair with Melissa Etheridge, too, which I think is going to be a fantastic show. Fantastic kind of duo there. And then we round out the lineup on Sunday, August 11th with the Happy Together tour, which is a classic for us, too. Really well-known acts all coming together to sing those fantastic songs from kind of the 60s, 70s vibes. Really fun show. And we even have three more shows we have yet to announce. So you got to stay tuned for those ones and check out WIStateFair.com. But those are going to be really fun.
Oh, my gosh. These are great shows. And speaking of great, the Cream Puff. The Cream Puff. Everybody loves the Cream Puff. Turns 100 this year. Is that right?
Yes. I can't even believe it. I mean, the fact that the Cream Puff and the Wisconsin Bakers Association, all that started back 100 years ago, kind of in the original bakery that's actually on property still where those Cream Puffs get produced still today. And it's just so neat seeing the whole story about how they really wanted to promote Wisconsin dairy and finding a product that they could showcase that amazing Wisconsin dairy and how iconic it's become for not only Wisconsin State Fair, but the state as a whole. It's one of the most iconic desserts in the state. So it's going to be very cool celebrating 100 years of the original Cream Puff. And so many fun things are planned for that. Can't really release all the amazing details, but you're definitely going to want to stay tuned to see if there's any flavors or there's any differences in Cream Puffs this year and just what we're going to do with this kind of big year we have ahead of us.
Oh, my gosh, that's going to be exciting. Speaking of food, will the Sporkies be back again? I love the Sporkies.
Of course, we can't do State Fair without the Sporkies. Coming into our 11th year of the Sporkies, and last year for the 10th anniversary, we added a whole new category called the Drinkies. Mm-hmm. So people, our vendors got to compete to be the best drink of the fair. That was so fun, especially makes it at a little bit of a better price range, too. If you don't want to necessarily spring for a Sporky, you can go for a drink at half the cost. Just so many great options for the Drinkies and the Sporkies. We're just getting those entries in now from our vendors, and we cannot wait to show the top ones that come through and really showcase those this fair. They blow me away every year with how creative they get.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be incredible. And I want to double back on something you said early on, because I think it's really special. You talked about the urban setting. And yeah, we have the barns, the livestock, all the 4-H stuff, and it's right here outside the city. That's a really special memory for a lot of people, is walking through the barns, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, this is an opportunity for a group to get exposed to agriculture that wouldn't necessarily always have, you know, farms readily available and all that to offer. And we actually do an agriculture discovery day in April too, which is really fun, where school students come and they get to experience agriculture in a hands-on way, which is so cool. And the State Fair is just that second opportunity for that, for you to not only see animals, but also commodities that are brought into our state, like ginseng and cranberries, where Wisconsin is actually a huge producer of some of those agriculture elements.
Yeah, Wisconsin Products Pavilion. You got to check that out. One of my favorite places at the State Fair. What's the website, Tess, if people want more information on tickets and acts and all that stuff?
Yes, wistatefair.com is definitely the place to watch. And you'll see in the coming weeks here, we are just going to start popping out so many different announcements, from main stage to Sporkies to food to entertainment. Things are just going to really start popping off for us, you know, to come this summer, so everyone can enjoy August 1st through 11th at the Wisconsin State Fair.
WISTATEFAIR.com. Check it out. Tess Kirkson is the Director of Public Relations at the State Fair. Tess, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.